150 years ago, American chestnut trees provided food for people and animals throughout the eastern United States, as well as lumber. Then a fungus from Asia nearly wiped them out. Researchers have been working to bring them back, but a genetically modified chestnut program hit a snag last year, and this has left chestnut fans wondering what's next. Roxy Todd of WVTF Radio IQ in Virginia reports.
A few miles from Abingdon in southwest Virginia, tens of thousands of chestnut trees are growing in an orchard surrounded by hilly cow pastures. Most of these trees are young, but they're descended from chestnut seedlings that researchers bred 100 years ago.
With each successive generation, you're trying to retain as much resistance as possible.
Vasily Lakoba is director of research with the American Chestnut Foundation and heads up the foundation's first and largest research orchards here in Meadowview. A groundhog scurries in the grass as we head over to look at one tree, a hybrid Chinese and American chestnut.
Well, when we say hybrids, we mean that the genetics of the two species become mixed.
This isn't genetic modification done in a lab. This is someone nudging the tree along.
When you as a person take pollen from one tree that you've collected and you put it on the female flowers of another tree.
Scientists have been trying to help restore chestnuts this way since the early 1900s. Researchers in New York, meanwhile, have been working on something entirely different, a genetically modified American chestnut called Darling 58. They found a way to insert a gene from wheat into an American chestnut, supposedly making it resistant to the blight. But recently, the American Chestnut Foundation announced they're no longer supporting the Darling GMO project.
We have evidence that the trees are not performing well in the field.
Sarah Fern Fitzsimmons is with the American Chestnut Foundation. She says the GMO trees are growing slowly and don't appear to resist the blight after a year. They also discovered a genetic deficiency. The Darling trees have two missing genes that chestnuts need to be healthy. The wheat gene, she says, replaced them. This could explain why the Darling trees have stunted growth. Andy Newhouse disagrees.
The Darling chestnuts are still the most promising option we have.
He's the director of the Chestnut Project at the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry, where researchers developed the Darling line of chestnuts.
We're moving forward. We're studying the trees. We're working to improve them.
Newhouse's team has applied to the United States Department of Agriculture for permission to release their GMO trees. The USDA could make a decision this year. Meanwhile, other genetic researchers here in Virginia are working to better understand the specific genes that help some chestnut trees resist the blight. Inside a lab on Virginia Tech's campus, researcher Amy Bruner points to dozens of seedlings sprouting in tiny plastic boxes. Grow lights give the room an almost X-Files vibe.
This is actually really cool.
These seedlings were recently sprouted from nuts collected on orchards in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Bruner says the future of this science could include both genetic modification as well as traditional hybrid breeding.
Compared to crops, the amount of researchers that are focused on forest trees using the type of research we do, the molecular genetics and genomics, is relatively small.
Her colleague, John McDowell, is also hoping to study the genetic sequence of the fungus that causes blight, which could help restore American chestnuts back to the forests.
They used to be keystone species in the eastern forests. They were great sources of timber and food. They underpinned a lot of local economies.
Back on the Meadowview orchard, Lakoba points to another young hybrid chestnut tree that shows promise. It's tall and straight, and its nuts look similar to American chestnuts. And after 15 years, it appears to be fighting off blight.
So at this point, it's not perfect. It's not the best ideal, but it's getting much closer.
Exactly.
Genetic research can speed up the process, but Lakoba says it may take 100 more years for scientists to get an ideal tree that will survive in the wild. He says one single solution won't solve it. It will take different breeding methods and scientists across the country to return chestnuts back to the forests. In Meadowview, I'm Roxy Todd.
Roxy Todd reports for Radio IQ, which is a service of Virginia Tech.